We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's a Robert Half Diamonds Green and Gold Monday. Robert Half Diamonds, where they always pay green for your gold. RobertHalfDiamonds.com. We're talking Packers football on 1250 AM, The Fan.
Talking Packers football with you this morning. I'm Bart Winkler. Ryan Horvath moves over one chair, but he's still with you until 10 a.m. And we're happy to have you. 414-799-1250. You guys can chime in. You can reach us 1250 AM The Fan via social media. The Packers start the season 4-0. Get tripped up in Tampa Bay. And while I do think there were parts of that game that made it an outlier, I'll agree with Rodgers, there were still parts of that game that they lost to a better team against Tampa Bay. They bounced back against Houston, and we want to figure out with you this morning, what does it mean? Are we going to be short-sighted Packer fans today and say, hey, they won, that's good? Devontae Adams was awesome, record-breaking performance. Rodgers, four touchdowns, all is right in the world? Or are we going to look at this with a long-term view and say, well, do I feel any better about the Packers than I did 8 days ago after they lost to Tampa Bay? Green and Gold Monday presented by Robert Half Diamonds, and I think that's the question coming out of this one because, as we talked about last Monday after the Buccaneers' loss, they appeared to be, through five games, a team that, if they're playing weaker competition, they're going to win that game. If they're playing better competition, well, then they're going to lose. So they're kind of stuck in that spot where you can call them either a good, bad team or a bad, good team. No, I think they're a good team. The Packers are a good team. They were without a bunch of weapons yesterday. They still won by 15 points. The game relatively in hand throughout most of it. Offense sputtered a little bit in the second half, as you know. The Texans couldn't really convert. The defense did a good bend-not-break job yesterday and getting a key turnover late when they needed it from longtime Packer favorite Henry Black. He'll be the first name we mentioned today. So the Packers get the win. So, again, there's two ways to look at this. And I feel like over the course of me doing this job, it's always trying to figure out, well, what angle do we take? What do people want to hear? What do people want to think? Now, what do you think? What do you want to think? What do you want to think after this one? Do you want to just celebrate Devontae's day and Aaron Rodgers and talk about how good Jamal Williams is and mention that Raven Green had a really nice game? And do you want to talk about that? Do you want to look at it at a longer-term view and say, well, this game counts as a win, but what does it really mean in the long run? I sort of had this conversation with my wife yesterday who, I don't know, she used to watch every minute with me at Packer games. I think the kids changed that a little bit. Not so much. So she said, oh, they're winning today. And I said, yes, they are, pretty handily. She said, but so they're good. And I said, they are a good team. And she said, well, what happened last week? Well, I'll tell you, honey, what happened last week was the Packers are a good team, but they faced a good team. So Devontae Adams, look at Devontae Adams today, wife. Look at what he did. He did 13 catches. He did 196 yards. He did 2 touchdowns. That's how I talk. He did. Devontae Adams works for the Green Bay Packers is what we say. So Devontae did a very nice game. He had a very nice game. Well, why didn't he have a nice game last week? She says, well, it's because they had a good cornerback. So when Devontae's matched up against somebody good, then they neutralize him. Okay, well, then there's got to be a second option. Well, yeah, and last week it would have been Aaron Jones, but they've got good linebackers, so they shut down Aaron Jones. The Texans don't have a good number one cornerback or good linebackers, so Devontae didn't get shut down, and neither did Jamal Williams. So they won. And I think that's, I don't know if that's being too simple, but I think that's kind of where it is right now. The Packers against bad defenses are going to score a ton of points. Matt LaFleur's creativity was on display yesterday. Aaron Rodgers was checking out of plays, hitting Devontae in stride. It was a perfect almost marriage of their two styles. And I mean, LaFleur lays out the script. Here's what we're going to do. This is how it's going to work. These are all the concepts. But, Aaron, if you see something you like, change it. And as LaFleur stated yesterday after the game, that's kind of what happened. There were some really clever play designs by LaFleur, and there were also some plays that Aaron Rodgers checked out of. So it was a perfect marriage, and they could do that because the defense for the Texans isn't that good.
Yeah, you know, great win. Devontae looked great. And, you know, whoever is in charge of anything on the defensive side of the ball for the Houston Texans should not have a job today because, I mean, you know how you talk about you could coach an NFL team to 13 or to 10 wins?
I say nine.
9 wins. You could definitely be the defensive coordinator for the Texans because anybody could tell you that you're not going to play Devontae just with a corner on him. There was no safety help up top. It really made no sense. I mean, there were a couple, like Mercedes Lewis wide open on that play. It was awesome. It was a great win, and luckily next week you got Minnesota, and their secondary is not much better. But, you know, MVS, I don't want to rag on anybody this morning. It's a great win. But MVS, wow, 4 targets yesterday, 5 targets yesterday, no grabs, another big drop. I think I've seen enough of MVS. And I get that St. Brown really hasn't worked out. Came back last week, ran a wrong route. He also dropped a pass. Now he's mainly being used on special teams. I just, when you do face off a team like Tampa Bay, even like the Saints, I just, I don't know. MVS still makes me nervous. He was terrible yesterday. Made a nice heads-up play staying in bounds on that end around, but I need him to catch the football.
Yeah, he had a rush attempt. I think that was just to get him on the stat sheet. Because he was targeted 4 times, came up with no grabs. And that's one of the things we'll talk about today. Because Devontae had 13 catches, as we told you. Jamal Williams out of the backfield had 4.
Yeah, he was awesome yesterday.
But then who's going to be, like, Rodgers' consistent second weapon, non-running back? Non-Aaron Jones when he's in there, non-Jamal Williams. If Devontae's covered and the running backs aren't going to be effective, because this is what happened last week. They didn't have us. This is why I was talking about needing another receiver last week because Devontae got shut down. So then you look at your second best player on offense, which is Aaron Jones. And yesterday was probably Jamal Williams.
Oh, Jamal was great. Yeah.
So if they get shut down, if you're playing a team that has a good cornerback that can play with Devontae and then has good linebackers that can play with the running backs, then you need another guy. And right now the Packers don't have another guy. I mean, it's cool that Sternberger caught a touchdown and so did Malik Taylor, but combined, they had 3 grabs for 9 yards. Mercedes Lewis is not a second option. Robert Tonyan, thank you. I knew I was going to do that. We're going to go Robert Tonyan.
How amazing is that we've just been saying this guy's name wrong for a year?
How amazing is it that it seems to happen a lot more in sports than I ever thought it would?
Yeah,
so I wonder who the second option there will be. So plenty to talk about. Overall, this was a good win. The Packers needed a bounce back. They got a bounce back.
Yeah.
You look at the schedule, Minnesota's coming up. The Packers should breeze through that one, and then it's going to be a tough game against San Francisco in a few weeks. But you want to stack up as many wins as you can. I'm not downplaying a win in any way. I wonder, do I feel better about the Packers than I did a week ago. I feel pretty much the same.
I mean, I'm going to tell you this. I feel really good about the play calling yesterday, and I thought that was one of LaFleur's best games. If you look what they did, okay, so against Tampa Bay, I kept saying I felt like I was watching a Mike McCarthy offense in the second half where you trailed and it was like, okay, Aaron, lead us back. Whereas the game plan was crisp. It was perfection yesterday. Rodgers, 14-17 for 162 yards. All four of his touchdown passes came when the Packers used pre-snap motion. So we were like, oh, man, Tyler Irvin's out. No pre-snap motion. Well, you went back to the play calling that's got it done the first couple weeks of the season. Again, all four touchdown passes, 14-17, 162 when using pre-snap motion. And on the defensive side of the ball, I thought Mike Pettine had a pretty solid game plan yesterday. They actually blitzed. Preston Smith made some plays. He showed up yesterday. Now, the quarterback sacks, I think that's maybe the stat that everybody's looking at for Preston. He was great yesterday. He was where he needed to be. He was in position. But we need to talk about Jair Alexander, because for the third straight week, he didn't allow a catch. He shut Will Fuller down, the Texans' best deep threat. Only had one target in that ballgame. No catches. After he did it to Calvin Ridley, after he did it last week to Mike Evans, who only had one target, no grabs, Jair Alexander's the best corner in the league. I'll say that this morning. He's the best corner in the league. The play calling was great. And I like what I saw from Pettin, because, yes, Houston's a bad football team, but it's a good offense. They got a good offense. They got Deshaun Watson, and he put up numbers like he's going to. You know, there's a couple things that we could break down. Special teams, I think, needs to clean some stuff up. But a nice win, and you get Minnesota next week, so that should be another one.
Yeah, it's a nice win. I'm not downplaying. It's a nice win. The Packers got a nice win. They needed to bounce back. They bounced back. Devontae Adams had a career day. Aaron Rodgers lit up the fantasy week. Four touchdowns. Jamal Williams needed a spot start. LaFleur said this after the game, we have two starting running backs. I think Aaron Jones is still a tier above Jamal Williams, but Jamal Williams is still very good.
It sucks that you can't bring them both back next year, and you can't, and that's why you drafted A.J. Dillon, because Jamal Williams is so important to this team, not only when he has a day like he did yesterday, but in pass protection and in that locker room. I feel like, you know, when he rips off a big run, his helmet's off and he's waving his dreads all around, like that fires the team up. They love him. Like the way Aaron Rodgers talks about him, you would think it's like his little brother or something.
Well, I start to wonder, too, even more long-term.
Jamal.
Are they going to pick Jamal over Aaron Jones?
I don't think
and
so.
Not in terms of talent, but in terms of trying to figure out how to pay all these guys.
Well, I think Jamal's going to get himself paid the way that LaFleur is featuring him in this offense. I think Jamal's going to be a starter.
But if Jones is going to make $13, $14, $15 million, then if you can get Jamal for $7 or $8 million, it depends what else you need. I mean,
Bakhtiari, because you got to pay so many guys, right?
Is the Kevin difference King. Between Aaron Jones and Jamal Williams keeping Kevin King or not? Do they make that choice? There's a lot of tough choices. That's a longer-term conversation, but just some of the things that I think while watching that game yesterday, because Jamal Williams had a very, very nice game, 77 yards on the ground with a score and then four catches from Aaron Rodgers, who on the day was 23 of 34, 283 and four touchdowns, a passer rating of 132.4. So those are our opening thoughts. We want to hear from you guys, 799-1250, 414-799-1250. Let's go out to Mike the Painter. Mike, what's happening, bud?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Mike.
Yeah, so that was a really good win. They played some really good ball on the defensive end. They were spot on. And like you said with Jair, man, that guy is just phenomenal. He's shutting down some really good wide receivers in the last couple of weeks. And our defensive line was getting to the quarterback. So they were getting a lot of pressure to him. But I can't take anything away from this offense. I think last week it was just bad play call. And you could see the flow of the game was just so crisp, like Brian was saying. It's just everything was just clicking on offense. And I think they can perform that way against the good teams, too. It just, you know, that interception really got us down last week. You know, the pick six, and that messed up our flow. This week, there was nothing that messed up our flow of the game. It was just really nice and crisp.
Yeah, the problem, Mike, is we've played, I think, one good team right now. We played one good team, and in that game, the Packers did have the problems that I mentioned with not getting it to Devontae enough, and he was covered, and then you couldn't use the running backs enough because they were covered, and their pass rush was so good. But also in that game last week, that game, I understand why Rodgers says it was an anomaly, because that game turned on the interceptions, and then even when they threw the two interceptions, Mercedes Lewis was over the middle and Rodgers wasn't able to connect with him. That game, if played again, I mean, that was like the best case scenario for Tampa. So if played again, I'm thinking Packers and Tampa are going to play to within a touchdown, and maybe Tampa wins half of them, maybe Green Bay wins half of them. But in that game that we saw, it was just there was nothing that it got out of control so early that it's hard for me to, you know, I understand why they lost. Tampa had the best defense that they faced 2 weeks ago, but also the game got away from them.
I don't think Aaron Rodgers is going to have a bad game like that where an interception is going to just boggle him like it did, because that really messed him up. And then the second one, the next possession, too. That's just not Aaron Rodgers. You don't see that from him. And I don't think we'll ever see that again.
Well, I hope not.
Too good of a quarterback for that to happen. But
you painting anything today, Mike?
The Wisconsin game, man, that March. And you guys, you had it spot on. 5 touchdowns.
Oh, dude.
You called that one. Oh, my Lord.
So
he was just off. That was a good game.
Mike, appreciate it, buddy.
You guys have a good day.
Yeah, you too. On Mondays, so we try to hit Packers very, very hard because game just happened. You guys are driving around doing whatever you want to talk Packers. Horvat and I are very into college football, and so we thought, you know, we got to talk Badgers too. We really got to talk Badgers. And then, they blew out Illinois. All right, that's fun. We thought maybe we'll sneak them in a little bit, but Tuesday we'll have more of our Badger conversation. And then Graham Mertz tested positive for COVID. So now it's like, that's as big as a story as the Packers game. We could do 4 hours a day on Mertz. And if it's a false positive, we'll find out. I think that's what we're all hoping, because the company that tested him, the Badgers, have run into that problem before. But, yeah, what a kick in the nuts. I mean, the Wisconsin sports teams that we root for keep inventing new ways to lose. And then when they have a Heisman candidate who throws 5 touchdowns in his debut, 2 days later we find out test positive for the thing that shut down sports for 5 months. I mean, just hopefully it's a false positive so we're all, like, not committing to it because we're holding out the slim chance that it is.
And it's 21 days that he'd have to sit.
Oh, my God.
Which includes a matchup where you go into Michigan, and Michigan looked really good on Saturday night against Minnesota. I'm hoping for the best, man. But, God, isn't that just fitting, though? Especially
it's Wisconsin sports. There's always going to be a new way.
He looks so good.
To lose.
He looks so good. And he's got, I call it like the Joe Burrow factor, where he has all the tools, but you could just tell that, like, he's just so confident. You know what I mean? Like, and so cool out there. He never looked like he never rushed anything. He's a freshman. He's a redshirt freshman. But he just looked cool, calm in the pocket. And like he just knew that he was going to dominate that game. So I'm hoping for the best on that.
So we're driving down the highway of Packers-Texans, but on the side of the road is anything Badgers. So feel free to lead your phone calls there. Actually, you know what? You can always call in on whatever you want. If you want to talk about the Brewers for some reason, or Brett Phillips had a nice night on Saturday night. If you want to talk about trading Bledsoe, I never care. I mean, we just open up the phone lines, and it's your show as much as it is ours. We will be on the Packers highway, but again, plenty to talk about after another big weekend of sports. Jacob's on the south side, 799-1250, 414-799-1250. Jacob, what's up?
Good morning, boys.
Good morning, Jacob.
So a couple quick things first. Number one, Graham Mertz. He's been my guy since before he ever stepped foot on the Madison. So I really appreciate him kind of ending the season before it starts, because that way I don't have to get my heart broken this year. So
did you watch when he was in the All-American game by chance 2 years ago? Did you watch that game?
Yes, I did.
Because I never watched that game, and I watched it because of him. And as confident as he looked in that game 2 years ago, he looked on Friday night.
Yeah, didn't he throw like 5 touchdowns in like 8 pass attempts or something?
Yeah, he was something like that. He was ridiculous.
Yeah, and, you know, it goes to show that if you're patient with your quarterback, you let him learn your system a little bit, you might get good results. Just saying.
Okay.
I'm not going to say those two words because I'm trying to keep it positive today.
Are the two words the one of two first-round picks to be inactive for every game this season?
One is a goat, and then the second word is the greatest emotion you could feel. So I'm not gonna,
all right. gonna say it. What else is going on?
All right, my second quick hitter, because I don't really get to talk about this much because there's not many of us left, but how great was that Roman-Jey Uso match last night? That storyline.
Yeah, that was awesome, amazing. By the way. And I actually liked no fans because, like, they told the story in the ring. I texted my brother. I said, this is the best thing to happen to wrestling this decade, man.
I said it's as good as anything I've seen in pro wrestling.
And I love, dude, so this character, I know we can't talk about this much, but this character for Roman is a heel.
I said anything goes.
Roman is a heel. It's something as simple as taking that stupid vest off him. But, man, he's probably the best heel in all of wrestling right now.
And I'll end that point with this. There's an old video that's on YouTube, and it's called Wrestling Isn't Wrestling. And the guy ends it with a great quote about this why basically he's a wrestling fan. It's because most of wrestling is terrible, but when it's good, it's effing great.
Yeah.
Like, that's so perfect. But anyways, to my main point, I had to laugh. I was getting in the car. I was catching the tail end of the Ryan Horvath show, as Bart likes to call it. And, I literally started laughing because, like, I turned it on, and the first thing I hear is the caller, and he's like, man, I'm just frustrated. Dude, what more could you possibly want? Like, what a great game to watch yesterday. It was a dominant win, you know? But it kind of goes back to, like, these Packer fans, they want everything. They need more. They need it now. Like, I hear the argument a lot that Rodgers doesn't have enough help, and I'm sitting here, and I'm thinking about it, and it's like, okay. If your definition of help is just like wide receivers or a perimeter player, maybe, but he's got the best left tackle in football, top three wide receiver, top five running back with two good backups, you know, one of the best left guards in football, and a couple of years ago, they spent all that money on the defense that people have been screaming for years. So, like, what more could you possibly want? Me, ideally, I'd love to see, like, a classic slot receiver that doesn't really seem to be their type of player. So, I mean, I guess I can't fault them for that. That's, you know, their prerogative. But, I mean, you guys can't have everything. They have something like $5 or $6 million in cap space that they're trying to roll over to, you know, get these guys extensions. So, sure, you may want, like, you know, a wide receiver that becomes available. I see a lot of, like, you know, the football marks. They want J.J. Watt and his $17 million cap hit or whatever it is. It's just not possible, guys. You got to learn a thing or two about the cap. You can't just turn the salary cap off like it's John Madden football. You can't just create a fantasy scenario. So if you want, you know, even that guy that maybe he's on the last year of his rookie deal, you want to suck up some of that rollover cap, okay, but it's going to cost you Aaron Jones. Maybe it cost you Bakhtiari. You have to make that decision. So that's on you. Thanks,
hey,
guys.
You want a slot receiver, Jacob?
I want Curtis Samuel.
Well, there was a slot receiver yesterday that went 8 for 95 for Houston, Randall Cobb.
But again, I'd love to see it. I'd love the reunion.
He looked good.
I'll take Cobb back, man.
He looked good.
Like, I'll take Cobb back before I'd take J.J. Watt at this stage of his career. I hate to be like J.J.
Yeah,
Watt.
Yeah, and
be
you
done,
know,
man.
It would be great, but and unfortunately, that's just the way that the salary cap works. Like, it's a hard cap. They don't have the money to do it.
All right, buddy. Appreciate that. Thanks for mentioning the WWE match because that was a good one.
Yeah, thanks for allowing me to talk about that. I thought, you know, I kind of had a mental breakdown on Saturday when Tampa Bay officially signed AB and I saw how much they signed him for. And, like, really quick, just to defend myself really quickly, the Packers are a really, really good football team. I want a Super Bowl. I want it this year. I want it next year before they have to say goodbye to Rodgers. And my whole point is just I like our guys too. I carry the G. I bet money on this team. I shaved my head for them. I told everybody last year this is a really good football team. You guys told me it was the worst 13-3 football team. I said, no, you're wrong. They're just a few holes away. What drives me nuts is just if Devontae were to go down with a hamstring injury, turf toe, concussion, anything like that, like legitimately I don't trust MVS is a number one wide receiver. St. Brown, I don't trust. He can't run the right routes right now. He's dropping the football. You know, Malik Taylor, like, these guys are good stories, Sternberger, but I worry about depth because we act like this isn't football and, like, guys don't get injured. So in Tampa Bay, they already have Chris Godwin. They already have Mike Evans. They already have Leonard Fournette. They already have Ronald Jones. They already have Rob Gronkowski, but they keep adding weapons because they have a 43-year-old quarterback, and they're going all in for that 43-year-old quarterback. I just think that the Packers organization, and this is where I'm different from some fans, I think that they do owe a lot to Aaron Rodgers because I think Aaron Rodgers has given them everything. I mean, he's played on one leg. He's broken his collarbone. He's been concussed. You know what I mean? I think that they owe it to him to go all in. Not saying that I wanted Antonio Brown, but last year, if all it takes for a Robbie Anderson is a second-round pick, you guys act like I get the salary cap. I get that it's not Madden, but like these guys aren't expensive. Antonio Brown is pretty much free. What's he getting? $2
million? $2.5 million and then another, at most with incentives.
And then another if they make the playoffs. So what I'm saying is this is a very, very good football team. I love our guys. I love Jamal. I love Aaron Jones. I want to carry the GG force all day, baby. But if there's ways to improve this football team that I feel is good enough to win a Super Bowl, let's do it and let's get this Super Bowl because I want Jordan Love to succeed too, and I want to build for the future. I want Bakhtiari back. I want Aaron Jones back. But, like, there's no guarantee that you're going to win a Super Bowl in the next 10 years. This is a very good team. You have a very good shot this year. If you can make a move, if you could get a Crowder, and I get he's injured, and I get he's 5'9", and LaFleur doesn't love 5'9", slot wide receivers. But, like, if you could improve this team, do it. If a Snacks Harrison's there and he's willing to sign in Green Bay, do it. The problem is the Packers do make calls on these guys. A lot of guys just don't want to come to Green Bay. But that's what pissed me off on Saturday. It's just like Tom Brady gets whatever he wants. In 2007, he wants Randy Moss. Oh, no, by the way, an argument that I hate that you guys are making towards me. You can't say, well, he got Randy Moss, but he didn't win a Super Bowl. Okay, guys, in 2007, he went 16-0 and they lost in the Super Bowl. That sounds like a fun year, right?
You want to take fluke play.
You want to take 16-0 and a trip to the Super Bowl and a receiver who breaks every statistical category like Moss did that year? You're crazy. And Josh Gordon, he gets them. Antonio Brown, he gets them. That's what just drives me nuts. So, like, let's just not do that GOAT thing then with Brady against Rodgers. Because Brady gets literally whatever he wants. Again, he's got a top 10 defense, man. He leaves New England, he still's got a top 10 defense. He leaves New England, they suck. So, that's my whole thing, is that I just believe this team is a Super Bowl contender. And I think, and who knows? They could win it without another receiver, without another defensive tackle, without Patrick Queen, without Chase Claypool. But, like, if those guys are there, go all in, man. Give Rodgers the best opportunity because you didn't do it in the draft. It's the only time I'm bringing up the draft. You didn't give him the best shot.
So I've been here for 6 years, which is hard to believe. I've been at the station now for 6 years.
It is hard to believe. I mean, we teeter on the edge every day of getting fired, right?
So been here for a long time, and what I realized was there's some people that – when we talk Packers, especially the day after, which is what today is, a Robert Hack Diamonds Green and Gold Monday, there's some people that just want to hear you rah-rah Wisconsin.
Which was me the first 25 years of my life, and then, you know, the Seattle NFC title game loss really kind of, like, sucked
it all out of me.
It
was probably, yeah, and so then, I started working here right around that time.
And then last year, just getting clubbed the way you did, really, when me and you were, like, carrying the G and G-forcing for the pregame show. And
it was probably me before I really got, you know, into sports radio. Look, I wasn't a 10-year-old kid listening to sports radio. Okay? I was listening to Top 9 at 9. And when I did listen to sports radio, it was the day after a big win. So maybe we have some of you guys there. I want to let you know what the show's about. We are going to celebrate our successes. So yesterday was a success, so let's talk about it. It was great. I mean, Davante Adams was incredible. But we do run out of ways to say, like, yay. You know, I remember when the Bucks had the best record in the Eastern Conference 2 years ago in about January. And all everybody wanted to do was us to say, hey, the Bucks are good. Coming up next, the Bucks are terrific. Coming up next, a different word for terrific. You know, you just want to hear the good stuff. What I think we've established now is we are celebrating the successes, but we want a championship.
Well, even with the Bucks, I was like, man, good win. 60 wins is awesome. But, man, Bledsoe scares the hell out of me. And everybody's
we
like, you're crazy.
He's
on team defense. Bledsoe's fine. You're the problem, man. And then what happens in the playoffs? Bledsoe don't show up again. So that's all I'm saying, man. This is pro sports. Like, if it's high school sports and, you know, you just beat your rival by 40, cool. But, like, with pro sports, I'm thinking Super Bowl. And, again, Tampa Bay looked really good. They didn't need Antonio Brown. You think they need another weapon?
I mean, how long, honestly, if we didn't talk about the long-term view and we started the show at 6 and the Packers win against the Texans by 15, how long could we talk about how great the game was before we started repeating ourselves? If we didn't start to think, well, I look at the stats. Davante Adams at 13 catches, Jamal Williams at 4. Okay, so if Rodgers doesn't have those guys available, a top receiver and then his running back, like in Tampa Bay, who's the next guy? You're going to tell me you're comfortable with Bob Tonyan and Jay Sternberger and Malik Taylor? I mean, some of these they threw these guys touchdowns almost as a joke. Like, who can we get to score a touchdown today? Oh, Jay Sternberger hasn't done much. Let's get him one.
Yeah, LaFleur was in his bag yesterday, Colin. I mean, LaFleur was great yesterday.
Oh, Malik Taylor? Is Malik Taylor still down there?
Man, that was awesome, though. His touchdown.
Why don't you throw him in?
His touchdown catch showed you just, like, how much of a leader Rodgers has become, though. Was there anybody? Malik Taylor was so excited, but was there anybody more excited on that field than Aaron Rodgers lifting him up and smiling like that? I mean, that was kind of cool to see.
There was something in his press conference that we'll get to in a minute here. While I listened to it and I thought, man, Aaron Rodgers is more in tune with his team than any other quarterback is probably in tune with his team. The way he's excited for some guys that we're just learning of.
Yeah.
Want to get to that coming up. More from you guys. 799-1250, 414-799-1250. Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath, 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Now, a green and gold update brought to you by Concordia University, Wisconsin Veterans Services Department at cuw.edu/veterans. Here's Mike Clemens.
The Packers get the win, 35-20 over the Texans. Packers wide receiver Davante Adams had a career-high 196 yards on 13 catches and 2 touchdowns, who got it going early in the first quarter.
That was something that we aimed to do, come out and kind of hit on all cylinders early and, you know, get me going so that I can be able to produce for this offense.
The Packers won without several starters, including left tackle David Bakhtiari and running back Aaron Jones, Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers.
So I was looking over practice, I think it was on Friday, and I counted, I think, 8 starters, you know, the beginning of the year that were in the rehab group. You know, that's not always the best feeling, but, you know, part of this league is next man up, and we need guys to step in and play well.
Packers head coach Matt LaFleur.
I just think we're a resilient group. These guys rallied around each other, and injuries are part of the game, and you have to have that next man up mentality, and, you know, they've been working hard.
So Green Bay improves to 5-1. They host the Vikings next. The Texans fall to 1-6. A tough year for J.J. Watt, who only needed 1 sack to reach 100 for his career, but fell short.
J.J., what's it like chasing Aaron Rodgers and getting close to him and then find out he's already completed a great pass down the field?
What do you think that's like? Not great. Gotta get better.
Best Packers coverage on 1250 AM, The Fan.
Making a big play on defense, Henry Black making a big play at the end. Just what does it say for kind of just the overall depth of this roster, the way y'all were able to win today?
Yeah, that definitely lit up the bingo card, I'm sure, from training camp. Sternberger touchdown, Malik Taylor touchdown, Henry Black forced fumble. You know, that's pretty special right there. It's a credit to those guys being ready. There was a lot of guys we knew this week they were going to get a chance to play, you know, with Bach being out and on the offensive line and Ben getting signed and, you know, opportunities in the works for those guys, Dexter Williams dressing and playing, Billy Wynn, obviously, you know, being activated and playing a lot of snaps for us, Kamal coming back from his, you know, preseason injury and playing a decent amount of snaps. And then obviously Black being out there and making a big play. You know, you don't expect those things.
That's Aaron Rodgers, very in tune with his team in the postgame press conference. This is nothing against Rodgers. He's never led me to believe this, but I'm just surprised he knows who Henry Black is. Maybe it's because we don't know who Henry Black is. The Packers with this year, you know, they're shuffling a lot of guys. You get 16 guys on the practice squad. Normally you get 10. And then because of the COVID protocols, you can actually bring more guys up. So Saturday night, the Packers make a couple of transactions every week. They say, all right, we're going to bring these guys up from the practice squad, and they're going to dress. So you can actually bring more people up to dress than normal. And Henry Black making plays at the end of the game, wearing number 41. Rookie from Baylor. I see 41 running around out there. I'm like, Eugene Robinson? And the Ben he mentioned is Ben Braden, a second-year guard from Michigan. there's a lot of these guys, Vernon Scott. Maybe you're wondering, who wears 36 now? Oh, it's Vernon Scott. You know, I'm still getting used to Chris Barnes. You saw Kamal Martin out there yesterday for the first time, had a nice tackle. So there's a lot of these guys that at the bottom of the roster, a lot of turnover, a lot of week to week. Well, who's going to help us more this week? We'll bring off the practice squad. Dexter Williams, Horvat's boy, who blew the coverage and allowed a block punt.
Yeah.
So that's, whoops.
Yeah, not the best showing. And then you know who was really bad yesterday? Is my boy, Ty Summers. Yikes.
Yeah, in coverage.
I think I've seen enough. Yeah, I think I've seen, unfortunately, enough of Ty Summers. But the young kids that stepped in yesterday, you know, hopefully Barnes okay with the injury. And then Kamal Martin. I'm pretty high on them.
Am I overreacting that, like, Rodgers, not only does he know Henry Black, he's, like, super pumped for Henry Black. Is Tom Brady pumped for the Henry Black on his team? Or is Tom Brady like, look, I'm 42. You got me here for a year or two. These guys at the bottom of the roster, I know them by number.
Yeah.
I don't need to know who these people are.
Yeah,
I've been in this league for 20 years. You think I need to know who Henry Black is?
Yeah, probably.
But Rodgers is, you know, that. Maybe I'm just reading too much into that, but when I was listening to the press conference yesterday, I was just...
I felt like that too. Like,
I was excited.
When Darius Shepherd checked into the game for the first time and caught a ball a couple weeks back, he went over like right after, slapped him on the helmet. He has really taken on the leadership role, I'd say probably this year more than ever, right? And I think it is because he knows that he's only got a couple years left. He's only got a couple more opportunities at a Super Bowl, but I think he's also just having fun. It's been a weird year for all of us where there was a lot of uncertainty. Was there going to be a football season? Now there is. And it's like really all you could do for these guys because, I mean, they kind of have to treat – they take this very seriously because they can't, like, go out anymore or hit up nightclubs. When they are on the road, it's not like they could even, like, go to the hotel bar. So they're spending a lot of time together, probably a lot more than ever. You know what I mean? And – it's really all they could do is play football and go home. So I think he's completely bought into LaFleur's team this year.
Forgive me if I am reading too much and being too excited that Rodgers cares about Henry Black. I work in a business where people can intern on somebody's show and they don't even bother to know their name because they know they're only going to be here for 2 months.
Intern? What about you produce somebody's show sometimes they don't even know your name?
I mean, I've seen it happen way too much.
In the biz, yeah, not naming, like, nobody here, luckily. Like, we got a great squad, great team that loves each other and cares about each other.
And goes out of their way to know the intern's name.
Yeah, but I've worked
in
places.
And when they buy lunch for the show, they definitely include the intern.
Got to take care of the interns, yeah. I mean, this is my third station. I know how it goes. Luckily, this is my favorite fit, staying here forever. Love Milwaukee. I'm not being a smartass, so please don't do that little giggle that you're doing to try to
get me to say something. Well, I can't tell with you.
No, I love it here, man. I mean, anywhere else.
You're the captain now.
I am the captain. How about my weekend? 17-2 on picks.
Yeah, did you win any money?
I won a couple bucks. Set myself up nicely. I'm about to buy a car, actually, after the show, possibly. Too bad never mind.
I don't know how much you're going to talk about it. I
won a lot of money.
Horvat had a very good weekend.
Yeah. I'm gonna
listen to this man's picks, guys.
I'm gonna take it easy on how much I talk about it because I got a lot of money coming from different places today, and I want to make sure I get it all.
Yeah.
But yesterday, it'll never happen again. I won 11-0. Now, also though,
don't worry about the money. Just worry that Horvat had a lot of predictions that came true.
And I would have lost games yesterday. But what I do is, the last couple of weeks, I've been making my picks on, like, for college football. I made all my college football picks on Sunday last week, and I bought a lot of points. So, like, yesterday, I would have lost the Browns because they were 3.5-point favorites. Some people are like, where are you getting these lines? Well, it was 3, and then I was able to buy the Browns as just 2.5-point favorites because I was thinking, okay, then a field. I said it on the show, like, 3 times on Friday. Okay, a field goal wins it then. And I got a great price. So instead of laying minus 110, I laid minus 130 to get the Browns to win by a field goal. Now, I did some really reckless stuff, too. Like, I loved the Carolina Panthers, and I said, if you want to dabble on the money line, you could do that. But they were 7-point dogs. What I did last Tuesday, I bought it at 10. So I spent a lot of money on the price, minus 145, but then they lose by 3. And I had a nice day. I had the under in the baseball game. That didn't look like that was going to hit. I had the Dodgers. I was feeling really good about the Dodgers with Kershaw on the mound. He was excellent again. And I went 11-0. And
so who wins tonight?
Tonight,
I don't care about what you did. I got to make money tonight.
Tonight's Rams-Bears, correct?
Yeah.
And it's a big spread. I think the Bears are Let me check where that's at right now. I have not placed a bet on this game just yet. The Bears are now, they opened up as 7-point dogs. Now they're 6-point dogs. 52% of the money coming in on Chicago.
It's in Chicago?
It is in Los Angeles.
Huh.
Bears are on the road. Touchdown dogs. You know what? I kind of, well, I'll give a pick before the end of the show. I don't know what I like in this one because it's easy to say, okay, I'm going to take the Bears with these points, but I could see the Bears coming back down to earth and losing tonight.
All right, stick around 9:55.
Yeah,
we'll
I'll give
our Bears-Ram pick.
Yeah, I'll give my pick on that.
John's in Franklin. John, what's up?
How about the under?
Good morning, guys. Boy, what a game for the Badgers. Graham Mertz. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and, no. So all my Badger excitement, though, is like on hesitation.
Yeah, and I got a chuckle when I heard about the faulty COVID test. I hope that thing's faulty because same way, except add 20 years to your age, Barty. You know, it's like you get this huge, like amazing, you know, performance from this guy. You're sky high on him, and then just so you know, Wisconsin sports fan, here's a wet salmon upside your head.
You know what I was thinking though on Friday night, and I don't know if this is fair, but Graham Mertz, if the coronavirus never happened, this is where my brain went, then they're practicing different and all this. Jack Cohn's probably still the starter because he never gets hurt because he got hurt in there. I don't know. I was just trying to play it out, and maybe we never get that performance. So at one point on Friday, I thought maybe COVID was a good thing for at least the Badgers, and then Graham Mertz has it.
And no one's talking about it, but also his receivers. I mean, for him to set that record, you know, those receivers had to hang on to the ball, and they did a good job for him.
Yeah, and it glosses over the fact that of those three guys trying to run the football, nobody really stood out that well.
Yeah, and did anyone think Roshak was, you know, come on. But, hey, let's talk about the pack. I want to thank Vegas. Once in a while you give a layup, and this obviously was just a layup. Easy money.
Was this game only 3.5?
Three, actually. All the sharps bought in on the Texans last minute. I don't have any clue.
Rodgers has not played two consecutively bad games in his career. So there's a stat for you. But anyway, Packer fan.
I believe it.
Amazing attendance by Packer Nation at the game. To your previous caller, I don't like picking on callers, but, you know, it just makes my blood boil. You know, all we're asking is you draft intelligently, okay? You know, we're not asking to have the best player at every position. But you had, you know, do we even have to go through this? I mean, there was just so many positions of dire need that could have been addressed without going up. Or, I mean, whatever. Not to put too much stock on Mertz, but if this kid is what he looks like he is, he better not leave Wisconsin. Let me just, and I'm not talking about the college. I'm talking about the state. If you follow some linear thought there out there for you people that want participation trophies and you Packer fans want to have the best of everything. Give me a break. We get, you know, this. There are some really good football teams in the NFL this year. And to the point what Ryan was making earlier, if we're going to compete with these guys, you know, that this Lombardi Avenue is going to have to step up.
Hey, you're inspiring me to think of a poll that's going to get us in trouble. How about this poll, Horvat? Who would you rather have start for the Packers next week, Graham Mertz or Jordan Love?
You know what? Yeah, man, I think everybody would vote for Graham Mertz.
Yeah, I think so too.
Look, I know it's one game, and it doesn't mean we're going to beat Ohio State, but it sure was refreshing to see. You know, I remember going to see Russell Wilson against Minnesota up there in Wisconsin at Camp Randall. You know, it's been a long time, boy. Such a display of everything. I mean, he was even able to scramble a little bit, finesse balls, all this. But once again, I'm getting sidetracked.
I don't blame you. That game was – I was texting people on Friday night. I didn't even know they liked the Badgers. And they were texting me, wow, this Mertz kid is awesome. It's great to have a quarterback. I said, I haven't talked Badgers. We've been friends my whole life. I haven't talked Badgers with you ever. But Graham Mertz has brought people in.
For sure.
And now
for
he's
sure.
got COVID, probably.
But back to the pack. Jamal Williams running, you know, running with authority, especially that, I think there was a drive late in the second quarter where he just, you know, he wasn't going down. It was taking 3-4 guys. And I felt terrible that he didn't get the touchdown. I think that's the one they gave to Taylor. But I was encouraged to see they got him one later in the game. But that kid and the dance moves are fantastic. Devontae, we can't say enough. What, boy, has he turned it around. I mean, I can't lie. I was calling for his head early on, and now he's the top three receiver in this league. I defy anybody to take me on that. But once again, we're watching teams picking up players, filling needs. Tampa Bay saw how well they played against the Packers, went out and got Antonio Brown. I mean, it's time to step up, put on your big boy pants, and make some moves. Let's get better. Let's shore up some needs, and let's we know we can beat the lower echelon competition. But what's going to happen in the playoffs when we play the big boys?
Yeah,
you know that's what I want to be prepared for, and I want to have a puncher's chance. And with one guy to throw the ball to outside of your running back, if he gets shut down, we've seen how this team can struggle, at least in the one game. But I'm feeling good about the pack. I was glad they got back on the winning track. Got my guy for several units. Life's good.
Thanks, Johnny. Yeah, I mean, that was a bad spread yesterday. Only favored by 3. Devontae, 13 for $196 and 2 touchdowns. I was there with John. Devontae's first year in the league. I remember his second preseason, he would catch every ball that was impossible to catch. And he had a case of the drops. Who didn't call him Drop Vontae Adams? Some of you guys did. And so I wanted him traded. I said, I don't want to deal with this. This is too much. You can't hang on to the football. Catch a football. So I wanted him traded. As embarrassing as that is, and really credit to me for even bringing it up and putting it back out there.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's even more embarrassing if you were somebody last week, that thought, oh, maybe this team's worse with Devontae Adams because they force him the ball too much.
What a terrible take that is. Guy's the best route runner in the entire NFL. I don't know if he's the best receiver. He's the best route runner. He's not even close either.
He's top three to me. Hopkins is one.
Yeah, Hopkins is ridiculous.
Devontae, who's three? Who's in there?
I mean, there's a lot of guys. I mean, and everybody kind of has their own preference.
Julio.
You know what I mean? Julio struggles to stay on the field. You know, you got guys like Odell Beckham Jr., Tyreek Hill. I actually put that question on my Twitter yesterday. Who's better than Devontae? And everybody agreed, probably Hopkins. You know, some people like Michael Thomas. Some people were getting a little crazy. Like, somebody threw Mike Evans on there.
Yeah,
I don't think Mike Evans has caught a ball in, like, 4 weeks.
Mike Evans is like 2 for 17 the last 4 weeks.
Somebody
each and every week.
Somebody had Juju
with like 8 touchdowns
on that list, and I said Juju's not even the best wide receiver on his own team. That'd be Chase Claypool.
It might be Deontay Johnson.
That's what somebody was like. He's the third best on his own squad. Completely agree there. And how about those Steelers? I can't wait to do our power rankings this week because the Packers are back on my top 5, but the Steelers, woo, they look good. Tampa Bay looks good. Seattle lost. That was awesome.
Yeah, I do want to talk about that game.
Because Russell Wilson threw some picks. Do you think Rodgers is back in that MVP conversation?
Absolutely.
Okay, good.
Bill's in Iron River. Bill, what's happening?
Hey, guys. How's the little one? You got him carrying around the Packer pennant?
He watched a little bit of the game with me, and then he started crying, and then I put him down for a nap.
Oh, well. He'll get into it.
If the Packers were cartoons that sang all the time, he would like the Packers a lot more. That's what he's looking for on TV.
Sure. Probably no revelation what I'm going to say here, but it seems to me the Packers need another impact player on the defensive line and a consistent wide receiver. But that's pretty much what I've been hearing from all you guys all morning. So I'm hoping that those two young linebackers, after getting like 8 games under their belt, start coming to show that they are top flight inside linebackers. And, of course, these are a lot of ifs, but if it all comes to pass, I think they've got a shot at the Super Bowl. I mean, I'm not jumping up and down and betting on it, but I'm hoping. I am hoping. So thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, Bill, as always, thanks for listening, bud. Good to hear from you again. Yeah, what the Packers could do is make us look foolish if the inside linebackers work out. I mean, Chris Barnes was a guy that they had and then cut before the season opened, and then they brought him back in. And then Kamal Martin, who is the one draft pick I liked for the spot they took him and the guy he was. Because, I like all these guys that they took. I don't like where they took him. But Kamal Martin, I was excited to see, and then he hurt his leg, and then LaFleur wouldn't tell us which leg he hurt, and then now we got to see him a little bit yesterday. So, yeah, he's actually third on the team in tackles, as I say that from the top of my head, because I watched the game. I don't have the box score up here at all times just to double check. Come on.
No, of course not. Of course not.
But I did want to talk at some point about Preston Smith's one tackle for loss and two solo tackles, three total.
He's good.
And we could also talk about Darius Shepard's 18 yards per kick return.
Yeah.
We could do that at some point. And J.K. Scott, off the top of my head, 4 for 207 yards punting. That's a 51-yard average. Very good. A 62-yard punt was his longest, and he did have one inside the 20. Yeah. So, again, all this off the top of
Yeah, I remember that. I texted my buddy. I was like, man, how about J.K. today?
He's like, is it J.J. Scott? And I know it's J.J. Scott. You're J.K. Scott. You're thinking of J.J. Watt.
I was like, you got him on your fantasy squad, you know, net yards, 1 point per net yard. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Oh, you're in a punter fantasy league? I am too. Him actually downing it inside the 20 won me the week.
Hey, nobody cares about my fantasy team, but you want to hear something ridiculous? I started off the season 3-0. I've lost the last 4 weeks, and I've had the second highest score in the league. Tell me this isn't terrible luck. This is what happens when you get an 11-0 gambling day, though. The last 4 weeks, I've gotten beat by the guy with the top points, and I've had the second most. It's ridiculous. That can't be fair.
You get to talk about your gambling or fantasy, not both.
Both.
I haven't talked about my fantasy because I'm going to talk about my Madden franchise later. I got the Jets to the Super Bowl.
Oh, nice.
Against the Cowboys.
Nice.
And play that today. The Gary
Cowboys.
Ellerson next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh, oh.